Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Impacts of coal mega projects in South Africa. Friends of the Earth warns about a third boom of coal mega projects and its environmental and social impacts in that country. Boom and Bust in the Waterberg is the title of a report published by environmental justice organization Groundwork in March. It documents the history of coal mega projects that have reshaped this remote corner of the country. In an interview with Real World Radio, Groundwork's researcher David Hallows mentioned the reasons behind this report.
We did the book for a couple of reasons. One was to document the impact of coal mega projects on what is actually quite a remote corner of South Africa. The other is that this is a coal field that has been punted by the South African government and by the coal industry as South Africa's next big coal frontier. So there's quite a lot of coal in the ground, but it's actually quite poor quality coal. And part of the effect of that is that if they don't build power stations to burn the worst of the coal locally, then they can't really get the better coal that they hope to export at a profit. It's kind of like the next frontier of large carbon emissions in South Africa.
South Africa had three mega project booms.
The mega projects in question, the first one was in the 80s, and that was the new coal mine there, called Grootegeluk coal mine, and the building of Matimba. That was a big Eskom power station which was built precisely to burn the poor quality coal. The second boom was started in 2007 when Eskom decided that it wanted to build a second big power station there, and that is being supplied by the same mine. That mine is now one of the biggest mines in the world anywhere. I think it's producing about 20 million tons a year at the moment. The aim is to produce about 30 million tons a year when Medupi is in full operation. And because they've got extra thermal coal being burnt, they can also extract more coking coal.
A third boom is expected in Waterberg, which is considered South Africa's next coal frontier. Coal mega projects have caused different social impacts.
Thousands of workers came in. It's estimated that there were between 22 and 26,000 workers at the peak of construction, both for the expansion of the Grootegeluk mine and for the construction of Medupi itself. That meant that there were a whole lot of men who came into town, and despite all those people being employed, the unemployment in the town actually increased because so many more people came in looking for work. What's happening now is that they are being demobilized. That's a military metaphor for demobilizing soldiers at the end of a war, and the whole construction of the Grootegeluk expansion and the Medupi power station was a little bit like a military campaign, except that Medupi was a very badly organized and ill-disciplined construction site. So not much military discipline there. And there were lots of consequences to that as well in terms of very high rates of criminal activity following so many men into town, with drug sales, with prostitution of young women, that kind of stuff going on. So a huge impact on the local communities. Lots of boys in schools dropping out of school to go and work on Medupi. And I guess they probably calculated that since unemployment is so high in South Africa, they might as well get some money in their pockets while they could. Lots of girls also leaving school early because they're getting pregnant.
In groundwork, they are particularly concerned that having always avoided doing anything about SO2 pollution, ESCOM is now avoiding compliance with minimum emission standards. ESCOM captures scientific research to justify not acting on pollution and has tried to keep its research under wraps. This puts people's lives at risk, the organization added in a press release.
Substantial impact on the town of Lepalali itself, because the town's infrastructure started falling apart under so many people coming in. So the sewage pipes were leaking and the electricity kept on breaking down and stuff like that. Major issues around water and water consumption in the town, because it's quite a dry corner of the country. Madupi and Matimba are both dry-cooled power stations, but that doesn't mean that they don't use any water. It simply means that they use a bit less water than about half the amount of water of a wet-cooled station. And then the mine itself also uses a lot of water because it has to wash the water in order to make it a better quality coal for sale, basically. If they don't put the coal to a washery, then it's actually no good for anything at all. Very big impacts on that corner of the country. The big new frontier for coal in the mines of the state and of big capital, coal mining capital. The private power stations simply aren't going to happen, and we don't think that the coal mines will be able to operate in the absence of having local power stations to burn the bad coal. And then they also have to expand the coal line dramatically to get the coal out to market, the stuff that they can sell. And they also have to pipe in a whole load more water in order to provide water to the power stations and to the coal mine washeries. None of this looks terribly likely at the moment, but the belief that it is likely is one that the local authorities in particular are desperately hanging on to, and that national government is also hanging on to, along, of course, with various coal miners. A lot of them are registered in Australia. Some of them have subsidiaries registered in offshore havens like Mauritius, and they all look like pretty dodgy affairs, frankly. And we think that none of them are going to happen. But in the absence of the local authorities or national government actually recognizing that they aren't going to happen, the fantasy that they will happen is sustained, and that in itself is actually quite destructive for the local economy, because the uses to which that land would otherwise be put, that land is effectively sanitized for all other uses.
Finally, groundwork insists with the fact that another energy future is necessary as a matter of survival and requires a rapid phase out of coal and a just transition to people's power and a more equal society.
We want to support local struggles against this. That is also part of what we've been documenting in writing this report. Madupi has been opposed pretty much since its inception in 2007. The World Bank lent a large amount of money for the construction of Madupi, and there was a big campaign run by Groundwork, Earth Life Africa and the Centre for Civil Society to oppose that loan. And a very large number of international organizations also signed up on that campaign. So there was an international campaign basically against the loan. So we also document the resistance to the construction of Madupi and the expansion of the mine. We're wanting to link those local struggles together, and we hope to link them also into the international struggles against coal mining.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.